Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and One smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. My friend Kevin Turley connected me with this next guest, Michelle White Gilmore. She is chief of the Southeastern Muscogee Nation. Glad to have her on the line with us as she's going to share about the Southeastern Muscogee Nation and the upcoming festival October 12th that will be taking place at the Tribal Grounds in Troy, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
Let's talk about your involvement with the Southeastern Muscogee Nation. How did you come about becoming the chief of the Southeastern Muscogee Nation?
Well, I grew up always knowing that we were Creek Indians, but as a kid, really wasn't too interested in researching our ancestry. As I got older and had children of my own, that's when I really dove into finding out about my ancestors. And the more I got into it, the more I found out I am a whole lot more Native than I am anything else. Not only Creek, but Cherokee as well, on both sides of my family. So I put it all together, looked up some tribes. Actually, I went to the federal tribes first and then found out real quick like that wasn't going to happen. If your ancestors actually didn't travel to Trail of Tears and did not get a roll number, you could not be in a federal tribe. So I started looking into state tribes. State tribes work a little bit different. In Alabama, we have, I think, 9 tribes, and of course, Porch is a federal tribe. If your ancestors stayed behind and never left and never went down the Trail of Tears, then you could become a state tribe. And that's how I found Southeastern Muscogee Nation. I've been in this tribe, I guess, probably 10, 11, maybe closer to 15 years now. I forget, time flies by. Came in not knowing anything about our heritage, our culture, but all the elders there, I listened and learned a great deal about who my ancestors were. And then when the current chief decided he was not going to run anymore, they encouraged me to run for chief, and I was pretty scared because I felt like I was probably the most inadequate person ever to be the chief. But one of the elders told me, no, you don't have to know a lot, you just got to have it in your heart. So I ran, and I've been chief for 6 years now. The terms were 3 years, and you could only do 2 terms, and then you had to sit out. But they recently changed the Constitution, so there were no term limits. So I can run, and as long as I'm elected, I can stay chief. So that's how I got to be here.
Yes, and I noticed you said that as far as your interest in your heritage goes, this was something that kicked in when you had children. So some years passed before you started finding out information about your ancestry?
Yes. My ancestor that I grew up knowing was rather famous. I know if you're familiar with the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, there was a chief called Manawa, according to where you live, as to how you pronounce his name. He was my 6th great grandfather. So he was a red stick. There was the red sticks and the white sticks. The white sticks wanted to colonize. The red sticks were against it. They wanted to continue their culture and their heritage and not conform to the colonist way as they came in to the Alabama territory. So he fought against it. Of course, he ended up in the Battle of Horseshoe Bend. They fought against Andrew Jackson and some friendly natives from the White Sticks and the Cherokees. So he was against it. And in my child's mind, he was the only native in my tree. But when I started researching it, oh, no, he wasn't the only one. His daughter married a Creek, and then their children married a Creek. So it went on and on and on down to my family tree. And one of the natives who fought at the Battle of Horseshoe Bend was a Cherokee chief named White Path. And as it turns out, he was also my great-grandfather. He was my 5th great-grandfather. So they fought against each other at Horseshoe Bend. And generations later, their descendants marry and are my grandmother and grandfather.
Now, how did you come about as far as having someone that you could connect with to start telling you stories? Did you miss out on some people that maybe passed away before you got around to caring about this?
My ancestors, my grandparents, they were still in the mindset because since they didn't travel the Trail of Tears, they hid amongst the white people and denied who they were, said they were white on census records, never spoke their language, never talked about it again. So, no, there was not a lot of talking that they did to us, with us, as we were growing up. Really didn't know. I can remember playing in the backyard with my brother, cowboys and Indians, and I always wanted to be an Indian. And my grandmother was sitting there watching us, and she never said, hey, you know what? You are one. They just didn't talk about it. They were still scared. Scared they'd be taken to the reservation, or they did a lot of horrible things back when all that was going on. So they were just scared and didn't talk about it. But these state tribes that got together and connected, and that's where I learned most of our traditions and about our cultures. And then, of course, you know, just simply research, reading their stories. I was fortunate because it was easy for me to connect the dots to Chief Manawatt because he was so famous. And a lot of his stuff was written, and there was records in the archives of his family and his descendants. So I was fortunate that I could find that. A lot of people are not so fortunate. But they hear it from stories written down in Bibles, just things that passed on from generation to generation.
I remember studying about Manawatt in the fourth grade Alabama history. That's right. That's where I remember his name.
Yes. He was not only just famous for the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, but he was he had a trade store. He was fairly wealthy, as you can go by their tribal towns. And he was famous because he had become a chief. His granddaughter name was Mary Ryder. She married Robert Campbell, and they together had 11 children. So I'm a descendant of one of those children. And as I began my search, I wondered, where are all the other descendants from these 11 children? For a long time, I was the only descendant of Manawatt in our tribe. And then slowly, I had two more trickle in. Then there's a site called Find a Grave. I don't know if you've familiar with that, but you get on Ancestry. Okay. So I went to my grandmother's Find a Grave site, and people can leave messages and stuff. So I had left a message several years ago. And so this is my third great grandmother. And then about 3 or 4 months ago, I got an email from Find a Grave. I didn't even know they could do that. So this man sent me an email and said, well, this is your grandmother. She's my grandmother too. So we started talking. Well, he was a descendant of one of those 11 children, and two of those children have moved to Robertsdale, or their grandfathers had been in the Civil War, and they had traveled that area, and that's where they wanted to live once they got back home. So they were all down there, and since that time, we have connected with probably 30 more of the descendants of Chief Manawatt, and they have all found their family at Southeastern Muskogee Nation. And it's been pretty awesome for us to reconnect, and you know, where we didn't even know each other, now we've met each other, and it's like we've known each other our whole lives.
Now, as long as you have been chief, has this festival taken place?
This would be our first annual festival.
How about that?
We are the smallest state tribe in Alabama. We've got probably 415 citizens of our tribe. We don't do powwows. We're state funded. We're state recognized. We're not funded by the state at all. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So we survive off dues, grants, donations, and hopefully this festival will bring in some money because we have a lot of projects that we're working on. A lot of things that we need to have done on our grounds. Our tribal office needs a new roof very, very badly. But our vision is to make our grounds like a living village. So hopefully the schools can come in and have field trips to our grounds and really like step back in time to see what it was like when our ancestors were here in their tribal towns. We have a ceremonial grounds. We have several small cabins that's gone up. We have an outdoor kitchen, a medicine shed. Our maker of medicine teaches a medicine school twice a year right before our green corn ceremonies. He's wonderful. He was a professor at Troy University, Dr. Robert Pullen. We just got a lot of a vision for our tribe, and we're really working hard to get there. And we're hoping, or he calls it, Dr. Pullen calls this, our coming out party. We've been very, very, very quiet, and our previous chief didn't really want to pursue getting really a lot of recognition. They were still under the mindset, let's don't talk about it. But when I became chief, I asked my council and the tribe, what do you want to do? Do you want to just keep treading water, or do you want to see how far we can take it? They said, let's see how far we can take it. So since then, I've done everything. Anytime I get a message about, will you come and speak here? Will you come do this? I do anything anybody asks me to do. I've said prayer on the steps of the Capitol. I've gone to churches and spoke our language for a peace pole that was erected. So anything I could do to get us in the public eye, I've been doing that. And Troy, Alabama didn't not know we existed. They were surprised that there was a state tribe there. We went out one Thursday and hit all the places we could for sponsorship. And they're like, there's a state tribe in Troy? We're the best kept secret in Troy, Alabama.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Chief of the Southeastern Muskogee Nation, Michelle White Gilmore, and we're glad to have her on the line with us right now. We will continue this conversation as Michelle will talk about the event and what people can expect when they decide to go down to Troy, Alabama for this special festival, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Michelle White Gilmore. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I have on the line with me the chief of Southeastern Muskogee Nation, Michelle White Gilmore, as we're talking about her efforts with the Southeastern Muskogee Nation. We talked about her ancestry, how she found out. Welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Thank you.
So we've got the Southeastern Muskogee Nation Creek Friends Festival coming up October the 12th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we talked about the fact that this is an effort to bring awareness to Southeastern Muskogee Nation. And again, if you would share what this effort is supposed to help with your tribe as far as moving forward with something that students can appreciate.
Yeah, we have a vision of having a living village, and what that entails is we have our ceremonial grounds where we, when I say ceremonial grounds, it's like a church. Our church is outside. That's where we go. Green corn is our biggest festival. That's the beginning of the new planting season. And it's the Muskogee's New Year. So on this New Year day, everything that happened in the past year, good, bad, indifferent, you sweep it away and you start over. And it's also the beginning of our harvest. And we fast because you never knew if your harvest was going to be successful or not. So once the harvest has come in and it's successful, this is our celebration. The Living Village Project is, we have cabins, outdoor kitchens. We have a nature trail with all the medicinal plants planted around the trail. We have a garden. We have our medicine shed. We're hoping that we can get a roundhouse completed, or our council house, for school trips, for kids to come in and really step into what it was like back when our ancestors had their villages, so they could step back in time and feel like when they leave there that they have really walked through time. There's nothing more than greater than a hands-on experience for a kid. I mean, I know that I learned easier if I had my hands on it instead of reading it, to actually see it. That's what our vision is. Now, this festival, we hope, will bring awareness that we are still here. I actually had somebody that came out of a Home Depot one time, and he saw my cap, and I have a tire cover on the back of my Jeep that's got Southeastern Muskogee Nation, and he looked at me, and he said, I thought all the Muskogees were in Oklahoma. I said, well, they didn't get us all. So a lot of people don't even know that there's still Indians here, which is really surprising to me since we have, nine state recognized tribes and Porch Creek Indians. But a lot of people are not aware that the Indians are still here. We didn't all go down the Trail of Tears. So we want to bring awareness to the fact that we are still here. And with this festival, like I said, it's sort of our coming out party. And we're going to have a lot of great things going on. It's not a powwow. Powwows are competitive dancing. So this is just a festival. We do have dancers coming in, and they are some of my friends from the other state tribes, the Cherokee tribes. We have a female dancer, Nick Romine, and a male dancer named Seth Penn. They're both going to be dancing. We have a great, great drum team that's going to be present for that, the White Horse Singers. And Nikki's little boy, Everett, is going to be doing what's called a grass dance. Also, we're going to have stomp dancing, we're going to have a candy dance, we're going to have axe throwing, slingshots, longbows, the nature trail walk is going to end with an arrowhead dig for the kids. We're going to have storytelling, wood flutes, barbecue, fried bread, Indian tacos. I mean, bring your chairs and stay the whole day. It's going to be a really, really fun event. But the native artisans that's going to be there, it's going to be unbelievable. They have beautiful jewelry, beadwork, We have a flute maker. We have a pipe maker, a bone carver, a shell carving. I can't even tell you how much we're going to have there. It's going to be a great, great day. We're really excited about it, and we have been working very, very hard. And it's all due to the fact that we got a great grant from the Department of Tourism through the Senate and the House, and also a great sponsorship from the Alabama Office of Minority Affairs.
I knew that you had support from Sweet Home Alabama, alabama.travel, if people visit the state of Alabama's website for tourism. And you've had a lot of support for this effort. I see a lot of different sponsors, and so that's always great to pull those sponsors together. As I mentioned, Kevin Turley brought us together for this conversation, and I see Awesome Dog Grooming, and I know from my experience with Kevin that that is his business.
Yes, it is. It sure is. Lots of our citizens, you see, they have sponsored us as well. The West Georgia Forklift, that's one of our citizens. The Stevens Garage, S&C, Stevens Construction. And a lot of these people are just good friends that I went to high school with that's helped sponsor us. So everybody's been very, very helpful to help us get this going. And we have been working very hard. We've been at this for months, and we didn't just get started. This is something that takes months to plan and pull off. And there's so much you don't realize that you think about it, the last minute things that you have to do. The volunteer fire department's going to be out. The sheriff's department's going to be out. The Boy Scouts are going to be there to help. So we've got a lot of great sponsorship. Our church next door, they have been awesome. They're going to let us use their parking lot, and they also have a vacant lot they're going to unlock and let us use for parking. So it's been very well received, and we're really excited about it.
And Michelle, being the first time, there'll be a learning curve as well. So there'll be some things that you figure out and say, we want to do this better. But that's part of the first event.
That's funny. One of the chiefs from the other tribe, Chief James Wright, they had powwows, and he came out and looked at the grounds and kind of gave us some ideas of what to do and what to expect. He said, let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of Indian police out there after it's over with to tell you how you did everything wrong.
Well, I want people to go and see everything that's right on October the 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Troy, Alabama. The location specifically is 242 County Road 2254 in Troy, Alabama. Admission is $5. Children under 12 are free. We want people to come enjoy the fun at the Southeastern Muscogee Nation Creek Friends Festival. And Michelle, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this event.
Thank you so much for having us.
How do you want people to check out the Southeastern Muscogee Nation if they're unable to make it to the event?
Well, we have a website. We also have a Facebook page, but our website is www.southeasternmuscogeenation.org, and you can look us up on Facebook, Southeastern Muscogee Nation.
And Muscogee is spelled M-V-S-K-O-K-E.
That is correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate you joining me and representing as chief of Southeastern Muscogee Nation today, and looking forward to the Southeastern Muscogee Nation Creek Friends Festival and hearing the success story, Michelle, as you have your first event.
Thank you so much.
Folks, that's Michelle White Gilmore. We're glad to have her here on the Mark White Show, and hope that you will support their effort as the Southeastern Muscogee Nation has their Creek Friends Festival on October 12th. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know a little history. We can all learn together. So I hope you'll do that. And I hope you'll follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.